Hey there, Ariana here.
Jamal is here as well.
And you are listening to Classes in Session. So this episode is more of a wake-up call. I want to talk about some of the uncomfortable stuff on our show. Some things just need to be said.
Some business need to be handled.
Let's do it. Let's talk life insurance. So when prepping for the episode, I thought to myself, who can I talk to? What friends do I have? Who's an agent? And then boom, I thought about it.
Agent Zero. That's good.
Previous Agent Zero.
No.
Right here in my presence.
I was never Agent Zero.
You was Agent Mildred.
Man, come on, man. Okay, what you want to know?
So tell me about life insurance. Like, what are the options out there? What kind of life insurance exists?
So I give you the basis. I'm not going to go all into it because there's a lot of things that go into it. But the most popular two are the term life insurance and the whole life insurance. The term life is exactly what it says. It's for a certain term. You can get it for 10 years, 15 years, 20 years, 30 years, you know, whatever term you want to get it at.
Mm-hmm.
Term life is the least premium that you would have to pay, because of course it doesn't go until you, I mean, which it can go to your 80, but it's most likely not going to go that far. Whole life is exactly what it says. Well, I guess whoever came over this was like, yeah, we're just going to be straight up these people. You won't term a whole. So whole life is your whole life. With whole life, the premium is more expensive because it's for your whole life. One, for two, you can get like a loan, like, or you can get like cash from it. So in the end, you can start someone whole life from the beginning of their life. After 30 years, you can just cash it in. I don't even want to pay no more. Not saying you're going to cash it in for the amount of insurance you took out on them, but it'll be a certain amount, a good certain amount. And then you can even do, like you were saying, like the Gerber baby or whatever. You can do where as soon as the baby is born, you take out, let's say you take out $100,000 on them. By the time they turn 16 or 18, you can cash a certain amount in and buy them a car. Or you can take out a larger amount, and I doubt if you'll be able to pay for their college. But you get the gist. Like, you get the gist of it.
Right.
So, those are the main two. I remember in Alabama when it comes to, I don't know if it was whole and term, but if you get life insurance and you kill yourself within 2 years of the policy, you don't get anything. I just thought that was always unique.
That should be a thing. Regardless.
Right. But yeah, other than that,
So big picture, there's two different types. Mm-hmm. Term and whole. Well, I think it's permanent, and whole is a part of permanent. just to get my lingo together.
Yeah. And there's other different types of whole life, but those are the ones I don't think it's best to get into. So what's your outlook on insurance itself? Like, how do you look at it? Like, whole life, which one you think will be best for you, or which one you think is best? Let's just start there.
I think it depends.
Jackson?
Sorry for the squeaks. Jackson is giving his approval. But I think it depends on the person. Depends on what stage in life they're in. Like, you made some good points. Like, term is the least expensive of the two types.
Mm-hmm.
But I want to make it known that even term could be expensive if you wait until you're older to get it.
Right.
So, it just kind of depends. But the earlier you go ahead and enroll in it, the better it is. I don't know. Like for me personally, I feel like term is better. And I say that because, like, sure, whole life is, oh, you get a cash benefit from it. But again, you're not going to get the amount of cash that your policy is worth.
and that you're putting in it.
But, like, you will get some cash out of it. So, like, it doesn't sound appealing right now when I say it like that. But I'm saying that to say this. Like, term to me, like, this is my personal opinion. Term to me is for the people who know how to manage their money. Mm-hmm. Whole is for the people who are more...
They need somebody to help them save.
Extravagant. Like, they'll just step out there and just do anything and not worry about tomorrow. Technically worrying about tomorrow because they are looking at life insurance, but right. Term, you could it's the least expensive of the two. You get it for a certain amount of time. And with term, if you can manage your money the right way, I feel like you could pay for your insurance and save money. And at the end of whatever term, instead of being in that whole life insurance bucket and cashing out for an amount that you didn't put in or for an amount that's less than what you put in, you could save all the while you were paying for term and have even more than what you would with whole life, if that makes sense.
Let me tell you from my experience of selling insurance. When someone gets whole life insurance, the amount of the policy is always going to be less than if they get term. Because remember, you're getting a less amount for your dollar. You know what I'm saying? So let's say when people get whole life, they're really just looking at burial. So $20,000 whole life, depending on the age, that could be about $40 something to $50 a month, right? Term life, for that same 40, 50, you can get $200,000-$300,000. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. For a certain amount of time. And I remember when I first started selling insurance, and even when I took the insurance test and I passed that for the state of Alabama, the certification, even when I did that, I felt like personally, I thought whole life was better. So then about a month after I had passed it, one of my previous coworkers, he started selling insurance for another company. And he kicked it to me like, which one you think is better? And I told him whole life. He was like, how? He was like, term, you can get term for 30 years, this set, this cheap amount, and it'll pay you off this high, whatever the policy is, if you die within these 30 years, right? He said, but the most important part of the term is, you supposed to set yourself up to, after 30 years, you don't need money from outside to bury you. You should be able to bury yourself because, like you said, you done saved your own money. You done invest. You done did this and that. And then, you know, just in our situation, when we were looking at, you know, getting our policy after we got married, the number one thing we looked at is, I want to, if something happened to either one of us, we want the other one to be able to pay off the house. So that helped in, you know, picking the time that we wanted to take out for the term. Because after the house is paid off, what I need all this money for, you know, for insurance. So that's kind of the mindset going in that I have now. Okay. So I think term is better. I think if you get the insurance when that baby is under one, I can see doing whole life, like, because for one, it'd be the cheapest that your insurance will be, and you could take out the money if you wanted to when they turn 16 or 18 to buy them a car. Like, it's a lot of different things you can do with it, and I would probably do term as well, like, let's say 30 years, till you get 30. After 30, now you should have your own policy. So how much you gonna let you fly alone? So yeah.
Oh man.
That's what I would probably do. Because the person that have insurance on you supposed to, by law it says, they're going to lose monetarily if something happens to you. So if I'm not paying for your burial, there's no other reason for me to have money on you.
What's that cutoff age again?
I say 30. But remember, I still got the whole life on you. That's the barrier. That was maybe to get you a car, pay for your first year in college or something. And I'll probably keep that for the barrier. And the term may be just in case something happened to you along this time. But I'm gonna cut it off at a certain time because I don't want to lie out on you. Me personally, that's probably how I would do it. My kids.
Okay, so that was it in a nutshell. Goodness gracious. Okay, so now we got the spill on what life insurance is. We got the spill on, like, our different options. We know that, you know, the Murray kids will be out of luck after 30. No, I'm just kidding.
Not going to be out of luck. They're going to be in good hands. I'm raising them right. They're going to have them a great man like their father.
All right now.
That's right.
So, yeah, like, okay, so I wanted to circle back. Like, why did I name this GoFundMe? So, I mean, I named it GoFundMe because that's what I see a lot in today's, like, in this day and age, I see GoFundMe being promoted more than I see life insurance being promoted.
Say that now.
So, I mean, it's not against the law or anything, but at the end of the day, if you opt to go the GoFundMe route instead of having actual life insurance, you're literally depending on people that, like, you're depending on the community to pay for that their burial. So instead of handling it yourself, I think it's kind of selfish. Like, you're not thinking about what could happen. You're not thinking about
people that don't have insurance on.
Yeah. So, like, me, for instance, if I passed away and I didn't have any life insurance, I feel like that would be selfish of me.
Hold on. Now you gone. Hold on. So I'm going to be selfish of you?
No, I'm being selfish right now.
Saying. Okay. So you're
I'm being selfish right now because at the end of the day, like, okay, I'm young. Okay. Nothing's going to happen to me. I have this mindset. Like, nothing can happen to me. I'm going to die when I'm 80, you know? But at the same time, I have things that need to be paid for. Like, once I die, you know, I don't want to be in a little pine box. I don't want to be in a box at all, personally. But anyway, that's another story for another day.
I was just thinking about that when I said
I want the cutest little urn. But, I mean, I feel like that's selfish of me because I'm not thinking about the responsibilities that I'm leaving with the people that love me.
Yeah.
So with GoFundMe, like, you may not have thought about it. It may have slipped your mind. Oh, I'll do it tomorrow.
Life insurance
will be there. But your life may not be there tomorrow to take out that life insurance. And the longer you wait, the more expensive it's going to get.
That's right.
So, like I was saying, with GoFundMe, like, it's a for-profit organization used to raise money, like, during any type of life event. Like, sure, a life event could be death, but if don't nobody give to your GoFundMe, you just out of luck.
Yep.
Like, you're literally placing that big responsibility on, like, whoever is closest to you.
Right, because they the ones have to set it up for the community.
Right.
So, basically, the moral of this story, or I would say the homework on this one, everyone that's listening should be insured, and every one of their kids should be insured. Like, that's the most, because that's how it starts. Basically, you insure the kid. Cheapest price you're going to ever get is when them little suckers young. Okay? You can pay on it to a certain amount, then you just, okay, they grown, they handle their own business. Hey, here go your policy, pay on your own policy. It could get, you know, passed down like that. But at the end of the day, it will ensure that they have a proper going away or passing over, whatever you call it. So, I don't want to just say barrier because that's so.
That's not right.
Yeah.
Okay, like he was saying, it starts young. Make sure you're insured. Make sure your children are insured. And, like, have those type of discussions with your children when they're of age. Like, to explain the importance of life insurance, because did we learn this in high school? Like, about life insurance? Was that a thing?
No. Like, life insurance?
Yeah.
I didn't learn about life insurance until I sold it. I didn't learn about life insurance ever. Like, it was just going with your life. You know what I'm saying? You didn't just stop and think, I'm really sitting here a burden if I ain't got no life insurance. I'm a burden on somebody just waiting to die. They're going to be sad putting me in the ground. And they're going to be sad trying to find a way to put me in the ground.
Be mad.
Ooh, mad, sad, and all the above. Mm. So, yeah, man. That's crazy.
Well,
like, I bet most of the people that be young in them streets, stop it, they don't be having no life insurance.
Most definitely not. If you go on GoFundMe right now and just search Tyler, I bet you get a million of them.
Give to Tyler's
fund.
Well, Tyler.
Lil' Codeine or whatever you want to call him.
Bubbly. Drinking bubbly.
Lil'
Peep.
Lil' Mookie Lop.
All right, man.
But anyway, at the end of the day, what we're saying is, like, sure, we're laughing about, like, Mookie Lop or whatever, but
I'm laughing about insurance, man.
At the end of the day, like, you need to get life insurance. Like, what are you waiting for?
Your
like,
life depends
you
on
would,
it.
You wouldn't wait to get a cell phone. You want to call somebody
Ooh,
right now. So,
you say that now.
Like, you pay your cell phone bill every month. Mm-hmm. If you got straight talk, you buy the little car when you want to talk.
Still every month.
So, you know, make it a priority. If you don't have it, get it. And if you haven't talked to your teenagers about life insurance, do it. Because, like we were saying, unless things have changed, you know, I don't feel like life insurance is really discussed in high school like I feel like it should be.
And I also want to speak on, I know we said the longer you wait, the more expensive it is. Just know, because this is what I specialized in.
Okay, specialties. Hello.
I specialize in the older customers who had health problems.
Mm.
If you have those health problems, it's so hard for you to get insured. Well, once you get older, you know you've been eating wrong your whole life. So you about got those health problems. So it's going to be so hard for you to get insured. Then if they approve your butt, $10,000. Which is the average barrier back then was like $8,500. It may be the same thing. In the hood, it might be, you know, a little cheaper. But average barrier is $8,500. For $10,000, you will have to pay over $100. As opposed to if you would have been paying 20% of that, $20, you could have had probably $150,000, $200,000 when you were a teenager, younger than that. So it's just, it's so hard though. Cause I'm telling you, that's the problem. Most people don't think about it until it's too late. Like, cause you know, death get to creeping in. Like, hold on, my next heart attack can be the one. And then they reach out and it be like, why would we cover? Just think about it from the insurance sake. You paying $100 and something for this $10,000 policy, right?
Mm-hmm.
You already got bad health, so next 5 years to them, not even promising for you. So let's say you die in 2. You paid them $2,400, $3,000. They finna give you 10. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
It's a bad investment for them all around the board. So I don't blame them. But that's why I say you got to strike while the iron's hot. The iron is hot when you're healthy, when you're young. And I think black males may have the highest premium.
Yes, that's correct.
Yeah. Because.
And you said that about, like, sure, the premium will be higher when you're older.
Mm-hmm.
Just because, like, you have a higher risk of going ahead and, you know,
Tapping
the bucket. But it could be just as detrimental to your family if you're young and don't have life insurance. All the more reason to go ahead and get it. Like, boom, it's cheaper. And nobody's expecting it. So, like, that's how you end up on the GoFundMe page.
Right.
But, yeah, that was my little piece on it. Yeah. Oh, one thing I did want to ask you. Like, I'm offered life insurance through my job.
Uh-huh.
This will be my first policy.
Right.
How do I know how much is enough? Like, what do I factor in? How do I?
You have to evaluate your whole life, like all your circumstance. The reason why I say that, because, of course, your debt, whether it's student loan, credit card debt, all of that's going to fall on someone. Your mortgage, your car payment, anything. So you got to factor that stuff in. So The job is about the cheapest you can get. First of all, what is pre-tax? So it's before you get taxed. And then I think they're so cheap because of, I don't know. I don't know what kind of contract they got with the people. But the job is the cheapest you can get. But you don't just want to have one policy at the job. The policy at the job is if I die while I'm working here. You know, people change jobs, like they change clothes. So you want to have a policy outside the job. And my recommendation to that is Googling it. Like Google everything else. So just Google insurance policy quote. And you can go from there. I think, because I did Ladder Life, I think they find the cheapest premium for you out of all the insurance or something like that.
Yep.
So, yeah, you can do it like that. Just go in there and they'll find you the best price. And then if it's a high amount, they'll come out and check you out, make sure you're not sick. Do not a real physical, but something close to it.
A little health assessment. I'm glad you said that, though. Like, sure, I brought it up that my first policy would be with my job, but make sure that's not the only policy you have. Because, again, like you said, people change jobs like they do clothes, but individual policies, they stay with you. Like, if you're accumulating some sort of benefit alongside this policy, and then you leave that job, you risk losing that benefit. And you also risk, having a lapse in your coverage.
Right.
So if you have that individual policy that, you know, you get on your own, you know, like you said, Google it. There are so many options out there that kind of, point you in the right direction. Or either go directly to the company and, you know, get a quote directly with a specific company if you like working with them.
I'm so glad you brought up the lapse part. Because, honey, Black folks, and I'm saying this from experience, Black folks' mind is trained the wrong way so bad about paying. And I'm not talking about insurance. I'm talking about paying bills, period. We think, if they don't cut it off, I ain't late. Like I'm saying, like light bill, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that mindset goes to insurance because when I was working in insurance, I collected the money too. I didn't even know until my last week, 90% of my people was lapsing. So if they would all pass, they didn't have insurance. I didn't even know that until this white man, he came and he rolled with me. We he was out there on the job with me for a while. He was like, do they know they lapsed? Did they pass away now? They ain't got anything? But they think it would do last week. I'm going to pay it next week.
Mm-hmm.
You don't, you're not covered. So I'm glad you said it because I didn't even think about that. Please put the insurance policy on auto pay because I did not know them people, but they was really paying and they wasn't, and they probably still paying to this day and they're not even covered. That's so crazy to me.
Auto pay comes up yet again.
I just had to say that because I was in the mean streets. I was on that west side and, you know, in Tuscaloosa, Alberta City, and my Black people. I didn't have another month to tell everybody, hey, y'all really not covered. I quit, within that week or so. But, yeah, man, that was horrible. That's really sad. And I'm really just now thinking back about it. That's really sad.
Well, you know, after you listen to our episode, if you're going through all this work to find this perfect policy to set your family up for success, make sure you pay the people on time. We don't want any lapses in coverages.
Please, Pan, just wasting your time. You feel like you're, but you're not. So.
Okay, well.
That wraps it up.
Yeah, that about wraps it up. Thank you guys for listening. Class is now dismissed. Peace.